Okay, let's have a great show, everyone.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Good luck to you, right, that was Jane's Addiction, Just Because, on XFM 104.9. Right, everybody up. Let's give them a great show, yeah? 2 hours of, like, fun chat. Let's keep it, you know, let's keep it cutting edge. Let's not be too... I mean, that's what the listeners of XFM would... Oh, no, it isn't, is it? No, because... Hold on, wait a minute, because we came in yesterday and did this... little skit, didn't we, where we bleeped it out.
A little sketch. It was quite annoying. It was quite controversial.
Carl called me last night, and we're not allowed to play it out.
Oh, but we've been censored?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's a cutting-edge alternative station. Wants to push the boundaries, wants to be thought of as rock and roll, a bit punk rock.
Yeah. Because I said something about the Radio Authority. I bleeped it out, what I called them.
Yeah.
But couldn't do it. Done
not
it
right,
before.
Censored.
Couldn't do it.
Censored.
Carl agrees, though. What's your thoughts, Carl? You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Why?
What's the point?
Well, it was funny, wasn't it? And it wasn't offensive,
not really. It's not some of the best stuff that would have ever gone out on this show, but, you know.
Right, what are you putting up against, exactly? Cheeky Freak of the Week?
Well, that springs to mind.
Yeah. Rockbusters?
But, I mean, the thing is, you know, the things that you have put out there, I mean, we better be really careful. Who's worried about complaints? I mean, it's not just swearing, is it? It's taste and decency and everything. Yeah. So we can't laugh about the disabled anymore in the Cheeky Freak of the Week. Mm. Can't do stories about elderly relatives with genitals looking like a split tennis ball. Can't do your bad dad putting a child with learning difficulties in a bin. So, what, should we just play music?
I think that's all it's going to have to be, yeah.
Play a record. Accidents Will Happen by Elvis Costello on XFM 104.9. Carl's a little bit stressed. It's not his fault. It was the boss that overruled him. He came along. What did he do? He heard you listening to it.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, what's that? I said, it's what Ricky wants to play out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he said, well, can't go out like that. Too many...
But they're all bleeped. We bleeped the swear words.
Yeah, but he didn't want it to go out. I mean, you've got to remember, right, you came in yesterday to have a chat about what we're going to do.
Yeah.
One of the topics that I said, let's talk about... Which I came up with was, let's talk about swearing.
No, you said you never had a problem with swearing, which is normally...
Yeah, that's right.
And then we did the thing about, isn't it funny that you can... the thing about you can bleep a swear word by taking out the vowel. So we're going, so it's the vowel that's offensive. And we did a little sketch around that and then ended, you know. He wanted to completely obliterate the word in the end, didn't want to put the thing in that we said about the Radio Authority, which I think it was valid and wouldn't have got a complaint.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's the boss and what he says goes, doesn't it?
Sure. So, I was just going to say...
Right. But what you got to remember is what he also said is if you want to pay the 70 grand fine, then go ahead and do it, Steve.
There wouldn't be a 70 grand fine, though, would there?
Well, you don't know what it'd be. But will you pay it? Will you pay for my mortgage? Will you pay for his mortgage? Will you feed his kids?
He wouldn't be fired.
What do you mean? Well, if it's not a fine, we'd lose the licence, then we'd all be fired.
Right.
When you're sat
at
home.
Do you seriously think you'd lose the licence for that sketch? Well, does he really seriously think you'd lose the licence? But it is not the worst thing we've ever put out or done or ever will do.
Yeah, but it's the fact that he said don't put it out and you're like, you know, throwing your toys out of the pram. I want to say it. How old are you? But you still want to put swearing out.
It's a discussion about the Radio Authority and the way people are interested.
Yeah, but leave it. Let's move on.
Don't get annoyed.
Yeah, but I'm annoyed because you've been at it since about 12:30.
No, well, I like to get in early to plan the show.
Yeah, but there's been no planning. So, to be honest, I'd turn off today, anyone listening, because there's nothing.
Carl, there's never anything.
There is. There's sometimes some good things, but today, seriously, I'd leave it.
There was something half-decent that's been on this show.
Loads of little interesting topics.
Go on, I can't remember any.
Right, gays in toilets.
Yeah. Not particularly interesting. Fascinating to you, perhaps.
Right, well, I'd prefer to hear that than just a load of swear words.
We wouldn't have heard any swear words. We'd have heard some bleeping.
Right then, so that's entertaining, isn't it? Load of bleeps.
It's just because you don't want to stand up to your boss or say anything. Don't get annoyed with us.
I'd stand up to all if I agree with what I'm arguing about, but I'm not falling out with him over some crappy thing you want to play out.
Don't say crappy.
Well,
don't
it doesn't
say
matter because I'm not here next week. I tell you that. I've canned this in.
Don't say crappy.
So if Andrew is listening,
someone else can be here next week. Play a record. We apologise for the word crap.
That's out of order. We should beat that.
The Thrills on XFM 104.9. Started off another nice atmosphere again in the studio.
Don't blame me, it's not my fault.
No, I know.
Well, it's your fault mainly.
Yeah.
You are bad. You are quite bad.
But don't, come on. Don't.
Nah, come on, you are.
Don't try and win him round just because he scared you.
I don't know who's that against. Is it me? I don't know.
It's you.
Right. Well, I'm not a coward.
No.
I'm not a coward.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of the listeners, Rick, and I just want them to be entertained.
Yeah. Luckily, that's not a big problem for us.
What you mean we're effortlessly entertaining or there's no listeners?
Well, yeah, somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Sure. Carl, what's happened to you this week, mate?
That's happened.
Come on.
Well, nothing's happened.
Come on. I came in and he had an hour lunch break. You know, he's certainly he never gets a break. I came in one day. It was out for an hour. I had a nice little chat with Andrew Phillips about, you know, where we were going with the show. And, you know,
where are we going with it? You come up with anything?
Ah, dear.
It's how far we can run it into the grave.
Yeah, no, if we go off air, it certainly won't be through being cutting edge or controversial because people are just turned off because it's too boring to listen to. Brack. But it was out for an hour.
Having a lunch break for an hour. And always saying he's too busy.
I know, yeah.
It's interesting.
So, actually,
on the subject of that, I noticed Dan here has emailed in. He says, I was listening to last week's show and I think Carl is taking his job for granted. I'd love to swap with him for a week. My qualifications are that I can press play on a CD player and stop.
Carl, what do you think of that?
And he can come in next week, seriously. Yeah.
It says here...
Don't get ratty, Carl.
I'm not being ratty. Dan, email me. You know my address. Email. It'll be sorted out. You can be here next week.
Dan suggested we could call it Carl Idol, where people audition each week, or perhaps Bone Idol.
I like that. Bone Idol.
Brilliant.
have we got a monkey news, Carl?
Don't know if I can be bothered.
Play a record. Play a record. Pretenders. Kid.
Oh, dear.
On XFM 104.9. Yeah. That's professionalism, isn't it?
Yeah, that is unbelievable. Ricky, you were, I mean, I don't know if I can describe it really, the scene. You were going mental, you were shouting, you were really being quite an unpleasant character.
But well, it's just
the mic's come on, Rick, and you're a charmer.
Funny how people get annoyed.
Carl said
levels.
That we don't know if we'll be here next week if Andrew gets annoyed. I went, this is entertainment. He pays us to entertain. We haven't done anything against the law yet, have we? Or offensive, or against the raid authority. Carl said crap, but I think we'll get away with that.
Yeah.
So what is there to worry about?
Exactly. Right, let's just draw a line under the beginning.
Yeah, let's
of the show,
start again.
Seriously.
Come on.
Can we just hug and make up? Can we just have a big kiss?
Yeah, come on. No, don't do that. Just, Carl, what have we got?
What's on the list? We've done swearing. That's sorted out.
Well, no, your point was more that weren't you interested in why swearing people find it offensive?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because that seems obvious to me.
Because you were saying yesterday that you never understood why people find it offensive, weren't
that's
you?
That's right, that's right. Yeah. But I know.
Well, carry on.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying to you, why you can't do it on the radio, because people find it offensive for some reason. I don't agree with it, but some people do.
Yeah.
I'm saying everyone swears.
Bleep it out, I would. Bleep it out, that's my theory.
But you say that everyone swears, not everyone does swear. I don't know why you've got this in your head, that everyone swears.
I'm convinced. Everyone.
What? Everyone? Like, you know, religious people,
the Pope,
leaders?
Jesus. I bet Jesus swore.
Right. What's your evidence for that?
No, I'm just thinking, I mean, things are better now than they were back then, right?
Right.
He's wandering about in his sandals, getting pebbles stuck in there and stuff, and that's annoying. Nails in his hand, that must have hurt. What I'm saying is
that's offensive.
No, it's not though.
That's blasphemous.
No, but what I'm
don't laugh at. Don't laugh at the crucifixion. Play a record.
I'm not laughing at that. Though.
That is terrible.
I'm just saying.
No, you can email in if you want a complaint, Carl.
Yeah.
Dr.xfm.co.uk.
Wasn't offensive though. I'm just saying it's a fact. When you stub your little toe, you let out a little effing and jeffing.
What do you think is an effing and jeffing? So the kind of ancient Hebrew version of effing and jeffing.
I'm worried about this. This is naughty.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Just,
when did you start swearing?
I started swearing at school.
Right.
I hope you haven't offended any Christians.
Right, there's a lad at my school, right, who got caught swearing. I mean, I got caught and I got...
When
I
you say get caught, how were you, what was it? You were riding the bike sheds having a swear.
Have you got any MF? Yeah. No, I've only got one C left. It's my dad's. Oh, come on, let's have a go on it. Let's say aunt.
Yeah.
Let me say the aunt. No.
Get the older kids to buy you some swearing.
No, just smoke it down to the car.
Yeah. So you're out there. You're behind the bike sheds having a swear.
Yeah.
and a teacher hears him say, like, the S word.
The S word.
The S word.
So, the way this teacher dealt with it, he said, right, it's not a clever word to use. And he tried to make him get sick of using it by, he had to write an essay using that word 300 times. Right?
Yeah. So, I would have loved that.
But that's just practice for a kid.
But that is like the father catching the kid with a cigar.
And making him smoke.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't work with heroin if you've got a young teenager who's jacked up for the first time.
Yeah.
It can be dangerous.
The funny thing is, though, right, his mum found his textbook.
Of course.
Thought he was depressed and wanted to take him counselling. Because everything was S. He was writing down, this is...
And did it work? Did he wean him up?
No, did he?
Yeah.
The teacher, I mean, he disappeared. He got kicked out for hitting a kid on the head with a bit of wood. So,
it wasn't you, was it?
That was funny.
Longview, further. That's great, that.
It's a good tune. Can I just give a big shout out, Rick?
Go on.
To John Kay. He's listening online in Los Angeles, City of Angels.
Brilliant.
It's his first time listening to the show. Who knows what he's making of it? I wonder if we should explain what Carl is to him.
He's up early.
Well, he's got up apparently to record it and then he's gone back to bed.
All right, so he's listening to it any time. So, sure. Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Carl,
Can you explain what he is?
He's a little bit of a grumpy, spoiled, lazy prat at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's
but fantastic. Usually he's quite a funny, nice, sort of genuine guy who's in awe of the world if it's furry. And doesn't really care if it isn't.
Anyway, we're all one big happy family. You're
come on, Carl. Coming. Attitude up. Happy. Right. Happy. If we're happy, the listener is happy.
We were talking about schools, swearing, kids at school.
Mm.
I just remember at school, like, loads of my friends now are becoming teachers.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what it must be like in an environment with kids. Because when we were at school, I mean, not particularly me, but lots of people in the class, and you'd all end up doing it, would just treat teachers like they weren't humans, like they were just creatures from another planet that were there to be tormented.
Because, it's a game, isn't it, to see how far you can wind someone up to distraction.
But
people grow out of that.
But is it because... Not everyone. But especially if they've got a bit of cash in their pocket now and a little bit of success. They tend to think that gives them license to treat people badly. It's terrible. But I remember there was a guy, this is such a terrible story, there was a teacher, he came in and he was teaching us, and one kid, one of the hard nuts, he'd found out that this guy's, he lived on his own and he had a cat, and the cat got run over.
Mm.
And so we got in early, like everyone was in early, and before the teacher came in, and this kid drew a picture of a cat being run over by a car in chalk on the blackboard, a huge picture of it. And the teacher just came in, saw it, burst into tears and ran out. And the thing is, that was like the beginning of term, so he could never get us back after that. There was never going to be any respect for him. It was just...
Because you're quite, I know, yeah.
It's just like, I just remember now thinking about it, just thinking... I mean, at the time I remember thinking it was bad, but now it's just heartbreaking. It's devastating.
I know.
It's just
they just forget, they let their guard down a little bit.
Do you ever do the one where you just... just humming.
Yeah.
And you tell us to stop it, and then everyone just...
We used to. There was one teacher, me and my mate used to go up to, and just when we were talking to the other one, just sort of sniff him slightly, and then sort of like, so he goes, "What?" I go, "Nothing," and he'd walk away sniffing his armpit.
But those kind of mind games, it's like,
I know. Incredible. Once, right, I was talking about this in the week. Actually, we had this teacher, and he must have been sort of 60 then, right? And we're all about sort of like 12. We had to do French. You had to put your thing on the booth, and it was a... I told you something. Le chat est sur le mur and all that, right? And
repetez,
cats on the wall, right? Mm. You'd repeat it in French, and of course everyone was going F C, just for fun. And he heard this, and he listened back to all of them, and he realised they're good, and he went mental. He went, "I don't believe this. Do you know how much these cost?" He was going mad, and he was going red and bursting like Carl was earlier. And it was like, I can't stand this anymore. Anyway, he picked up an exercise book. He said, "Look at this exercise book. Look." And I won't say the kid's name. He went, "So-and-so, look. Oh, look. He's put..." And I'll change his name. Smithers. He went, "Oh, look. He's put Smithers in his shit. Oh." He goes, "Oh, he's got Clever on this side. He's put Smithers in a lump of shit." good! Right? And he went berserk. He went, oh, look, he's drawn a picture of a penis with wings. And he's written underneath, Dicky Bird. He went, is that clever? He went, do you want me to put a piece of paper up so you can come and write swear words and draw ladies' genitals all day? And I went, like that laughed. He went, I'm glad you think it's funny, Mr. Gervais. And he stormed out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And did he ever come back?
No, but we put the bit of paper up for him and said, nice. look what we've done, you sir. That's a fanny. Yeah. There's some knobs.
Yeah. Was it biology?
No, it was French.
Oh, French, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I just remember things like games like... there was some cupboards at the back of the maths class, and one kid just got in the cupboard before the teacher came and then sat in there for, like, you know, 45 minutes, and just towards the end of the thing just came out.
Brilliant.
Just came out and just went, oh... And sat down. And just things like that, which just kind of... It's not... I don't know what it is. Or I don't know what... It's just an utter lack of respect.
I played a trick like that once in my first year at college. This is pathetic, right? We're on a hall of residence, right? And there was this woman, sort of middle-aged woman come around in a twin set. And I think she was from a bank where she was doing students, going to do a bank account. And we knew she was coming up the corridor and she's not, right? And so my mate got in my wardrobe in this little room... Right? Just sat there. She came and I said, have you banged? I said, yeah, I banged. I said, okay, can I just do it? And there was a knock on the wardrobe. I went, come in. And he just came out and I went, all right. And he left. Right? And she just looked at me and I started laughing. I went, sorry. She went, you're not interested. I went, no. But he just fell flat.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Carl, a little bit happier now?
Yeah. I'm happy.
What have you done this week?
Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. No,
Carl, answer the question. You're the producer. What have you done this week?
A few things.
Oh, it's funny, right? Because when he's moaning about, I'd caught him out. He says he doesn't get a lunch break. He had over an hour. And then he went, I think he went quite early that night to get a hob that hadn't been delivered or something. So, and I said to, was it James Hymer, was it, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, James, he's always complaining about working. Does he work hard? And he went, well, he doesn't work as hard as he used to. Play a record, can't we?
Interesting.
Don't want to really hit the start button now. I might do it in a bit lazy.
I'm not saying you're lazy. I'm saying, you know, maybe some people don't think you work as hard as you do. That's the way of the world. I'm not saying you don't work hard. Just reporting speech, really, on James Hymen. Calling him a liar. Play a record.
Can't be bothered.
Play a record, Carl.
I reckon we could do this all the way through, Billy Bragg.
Play record, though. Let's not ruin it. It's not Billy Bragg's fault.
No, not that.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline.
He's written some good tunes, old Billy Bragg. Yes. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Waiting for the Great Leap Forward.
What station are we on?
XFM 104.9.
Yeah, with Carl Pilkington. Carl, what do you think of it so far?
What this
you weren't up for it, weren't it? And now it's turned out great, and are you a little bit happier?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Good. Just talking earlier about teachers, weren't they? Have you got any amusing anecdotes about teachers or anything around that subject?
I didn't go to school that much.
Go on.
When I did, it was... I was telling Suzanne about it the other day, how you know, she goes out with me now and she thinks I'm great. She's lucky what she's got. No, she's done well. Right?
Yeah.
But I was the sort of kid who she would have hated at school because I never had, like, a pen.
Oh, yeah, I know what the sort you are. Never a pencil case or any stuff.
I'd start off the term, I would, and have, like, you know, a brand new carrier bag with me stuff in.
brand new carrier bag. Classy.
And,
well, you've got to have somewhere to put the stuff you've nicked from Woolworths in, haven't you?
Right, so that'd be there. But then by the time, like, a couple of weeks down, I'd put my pen down, I would have lost it, and then I'm sort of going around saying, can I borrow a pen?
You didn't try sticking it up your nose. It's not still lodged up there.
It's not, no. But the funny thing with, like, you know, you were talking about teachers and stuff.
Were you disruptive? Were you a disruptive kid?
Not really.
Causing trouble?
No, not really.
No, he wouldn't cause trouble. He's terrified of the boss here, isn't he?
No, it's not that. It's just that, what's the point in winding people up? I find it quite annoying if people do that. So I don't wish it up on anyone else.
Why do you wind Steve up then sometimes?
I don't wind him up.
You do. You have done, but no, come on, let's not argue. We're getting on well then. Come on, Carl.
And, like, the teachers, because I'd lived on this estate, right, loads of stuff used to get nicked and go missing and... what have you.
Blackboards, desks.
And their way, no, like the telly and the video. Telly video and stuff like that. And the projector thing and all that. So the way they used to try and find it Right, my little conspiracy. You know I'm good at them.
Yeah, you well, yeah, yeah.
What they used to do is set your own work and say, right, draw like a bird's eye view of your house. Right? But right. Draw everything you've got in your house right. In it as well. So if you've got, I don't know, if you've got anything in the loft, make sure you draw it.
Right. So people with kids would come in with overhead projectors.
Well, that was the idea,
chalk,
I think, behind
guns.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And the aircraft guns in the shed.
So the picture you did for your home, presumably...
Got nothing from me.
Nothing.
I didn't do it.
He used to hand it in, empty house, I'm not a grass.
Yeah, yeah.
And nor the illegal immigrants living in the
just
kitchen.
Just a picture of your Auntie Nora.
Yeah. What's that? Have you been stealing tennis balls?
Yeah.
No, that's not a split tennis ball. That's my Auntie Nora's.
But what about all the stuff... What, didn't you have to draw all the stuff that your father had nicked? All this, you know.
Listen, we're doing Songs of Phrase today because Rockbusters has gone.
What Songs of Phrase again? I can't remember. I think I've blanked it out.
Yeah.
When we do something that's been said a few times on the show.
Right.
Right?
It's been said a few times. Bark! I'm scared of Andy Phillips! Bark! I need a job on it! Bark! Go on, sorry, you were speaking, Carl.
So we take a phrase from the show, right, and just get songs, like the words from the songs, edit them together so
something
it says
like,
that phrase. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, just go on. Sorry, go on, Carl. Come on.
So are we doing it?
Sorry, so what's the phrase you've come up with?
The phrase is no more Cheeky Freak of the Week.
No more Cheeky Freak of the Week. Are we not having that anymore?
Well, no, because it's offensive, and if we're worried about offending people, to talk about people with disabilities,
well,
like conjoined twins and women who are born with like deformed legs, and you call them dog woman. So you know, you've got to be careful. You've already insulted Christ. Let's not do disability. Let's do Songs of Phrase.
Cheeky
shall we?
Freak of the Week was never out to offend anyone.
No,
it was to make you realise.
We don't try and offend people. We try and entertain them.
Right? Do you know the funny thing is? Right? You're saying about being cruel about people and stuff. It goes on all the time. On the news the other night, do you know those Siamese twins that didn't make it through the operation?
Yes, yeah.
Right? And this is why I'm stopping it, because I don't want people to think we're having a go at disabled people and stuff. Right? On the news, right?
Yes.
Before that operation, the doctors said, we're going to try and sort this out. All the doctors are going to get their heads together. Is that a good phrase to use?
Yeah, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Carl, play a record.
No, I'm
play
just...
Play a record.
Are you offended, Rick? Are you... Oh, are you offended, Rick? You're ready.
You're the one that's...
But I'm saying, we're not out to offend anyone yet. It's always going on. People are always having a go.
We're trying to entertain. Please don't bring it down. Play a record.
No. I hate it.
Darkness growing on me.
You love the darkness, don't you?
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to see them. They were doing a little HMV thing.
People have told me it's a bit too jokey or a bit too tongue-in-cheek, but it isn't really. If you don't know that, it sounds great. Mm. It just sounds like sort of retro 70s rock. It's great. I think it's brilliant.
It's nice to have rock back, I think you'll agree.
Big time.
Yeah. High five, man. High five.
Yeah. Sweet.
Sweet, Mick. Sweet. Songs of Phrase. It's the mighty return of Songs of Phrase. No one has requested that. It's not due to public appearance.
A lot of people have requested some swearing.
They have indeed.
We had a lot of emails for that. But go on, Carl.
And remind us again what exactly Songs of Phrase is and why we should care.
It's just a phrase that we take from the show, make up by taking words out of a song, edited it together, right? The phrase that we're doing is No More Cheeky Freak of the Week.
No More Cheeky Freak
of the Week. It sounds like this.
No More Cheeky Freak of the Week.
Right, so...
No, that's nigh on impossible.
Play again.
You got an email in with all the songs that you can hear there, right? There's, I think it's five songs.
And we just want the names of the songs?
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
All right.
Should we just hear it again?
No more Cheeky Freak of the Week.
All right.
Yeah, that's
possible. It's good. It's probably one of the best you've done. It's very tricky, though.
That's not too tricky. Play it again.
No more Cheeky Freak of the Week.
How many have you got, do you think, Rick?
I've noticed the same person singing twice.
Is that right?
In a band and solo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And and I know one track straight away from the word.
Can I just say, I do think naming the songs is a bit tricky. Let's just name the artists. Is that all right?
What's the artists?
Just the artists. Just change the rules slightly.
Yeah.
Before we play it again, just let you know what the prizes are. We've got on DVD Later with Jules Holland, Louder. Lots of the alternative acts he's had on there. A DVD, a couple of DVDs.
With Boogie Woogie Piano over the top.
Let's hope so.
Brilliant. I can't wait.
Mary Chainer on there, Stereophonics. We've got Sonic Youth, Ash, Hole, Queens of the Stone Age, Foo Fighters. Quite good. Once again, Cruise of the Gods on DVD, starring Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan. That was on at Christmas. It's not bad.
It's not the same one. They haven't been sending that back. We've been giving out different ones each week.
We have indeed. This is an album just called quite simply I Love You. Yeah. And you'll be pleased because there's the likes of Mel C, Cliff Richard and the Hollies on there.
Brilliant.
Excellent. The best chill out album ever. We've got the Beach Boys on there. Elvis Costello, Pink Floyd, Coldplay. That's not bad. And this is the one that's most interesting, I think. The American Song Poem Anthology. I've not heard it yet, but apparently I think what it is an anthology of recordings that were made apparently in, I think, maybe 50s or 60s America. There was a particular organisation you could send in songs or lyrics that you'd written at home, and they would set it to music and record it for you. And this is a compilation of them. So obviously, there's some quite idiosyncratic and odd little things on there. I think it's probably worth a listen. So not bad prizes at all, Kyle. Let's play it again. No more thinking free
cover. Well, we started that going.
Just the artists then. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Once more, Kyle.
See, we're just great.
Yeah, not bad at all. A little bit of elbow. Nice to hear them again. This is the one Red. XFM 104.9 with Jermaine's
car.
Elbow and Red. Good tune.
The old Spanish archer. Right?
Yeah, elbow. Oh, sorry, you've lost me. I wasn't listening.
Elbow. All right.
Sony award-winning from Ricky Gervais.
Well, we're not allowed to do anything.
Sure, a bit
naughty. Andrew likes those sort of things.
Rick, I can tell you now that the answers to Songs of Phrase are quite literally dribbling in. I think there's two, maybe three answers so far. So very excited about that. And we just had an email from Dan. He says, my Mrs. Lynn is pregnant and is 8 days overdue. Carl, could you offer any words of encouragement to coax the baby down the birth canal? I've sat Lynn only inches away from the speaker to allow optimum audio transfer to the uterus. What would you say to that child there, just to lure it out to the wide world, Carl?
I wouldn't rush out, to be honest.
Right.
It's not good, is it? Out here.
Sure.
And I don't really want to talk about kids either, because Suzanne's mate's just had one and now she wants one.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Please never bring a child into the world, Carl. Promise us that.
They just bore me. Have you seen, there's loads of people in the office who have got them now and they've all got baby pictures everywhere and they're all like, isn't it nice looking? And it's like, no, it's not. They all look the same.
All like Mel Smith. Don't they?
But it's that theory, actually, right? Do you know I've said before about babies, right? Yeah. But like little old people.
Yeah.
There was No.
Another of the great theories.
No, the fact that, you know, you're born and you sort of, you know, you got no teeth, you got a little bald head, you can't control your bodily functions and that.
Sure.
Then you get to like...
Sorry, you're describing yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a dangerous ground.
I'm just saying, that's how you're born.
Yep.
Then you get to about 70 or whatever.
Yeah.
All that starts to happen again, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there was a story in America about, just backing this up again, 70-year-old fella...
70-year-old fella, okay.
Little bald head.
Yeah.
Right? Probably no teeth and that.
Probably, yeah.
Nappy and that, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Goes into...
A 70-year-old's pop the old nappy on your 70th birthday, take your teeth out.
Goes into an off-licence to get some beer, doesn't get served because he didn't think he was old enough.
Right. Okay. Right, okay.
Wait a minute.
Carl's back.
Wait a minute. No, sorry. They thought he was a giant baby that walked into the office.
Weird, isn't it? Steve, forget it.
Carl, please. Carl to answer.
No, that's a story, but it's weird, isn't it? That's what I'm saying. It just backed up my
guy in an off licence thought that a giant baby had waddled into the office.
A 70-year-old wrinkled baby in an overcoat, stuck in Werther's original, smoking a pipe and going, I can't believe it. The price is not the same as they were, right? Was a small child.
Well,
yeah, weird, isn't it? Play a record. You're an idiot.
Well, what's happening with Songs of Phrase?
Forget it.
As I say, the answers are dribbling in. And
can we run this radio station for a week?
Yeah, but the thing is, if we genuinely wanted to do a good job at that, we'd have to fire ourselves straight away.
No, do you know what I mean, though? Just sort out the playlist, let DJs, you know what I mean, sort out the, what can be said and what can't. Just for 1 week. Yeah, see if we can give it a bit of, shall we?
What would you do?
I don't know, does the phrase pissing in the wind mean anything to you?
Well, I know, yeah. Well, are we going to even meet this week? Because, you know, we've wasted time pre-recording stuff that we can't put out. I don't know if it's worth...
He's still on that. He is still on it. I mean, to be honest, I've let it go, but he's still on it.
What else is on the list?
What list?
On the list, I said to you yesterday, let's sit down and have a chat.
I thought I threw that away. I thought it was just a piece of crap.
You can't say crap. You're saying...
You should have bleeped that.
No, why don't you believe that? Why don't we pre-record the whole show? Then we only have to come in once. What do you think of that, Carl? Carl.
Whatever.
Carl.
Steve, what Carl. Are we doing with
I seriously think Carl. If we put out last week's show, would anyone notice?
Carl. Carl. Carl.
Play a record. He's driving me mad now, Carl.
Carl.
Seriously, he's driving me mad.
Carl.
Press the button. Please.
Carl. Carl.
I'm sick of it.
Carl. 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 Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, stop, on XFM 104.9. I reckon we could run it for a week, just to do a few
little
things.
Would you want to bother, though?
No, but I mean, just like, you know, have a look at the playlist a little bit. Yeah. Get some...
Another phrase, polishing a turd. I mean, that's just another one that springs to mind.
You don't say that, Carl?
What, turd?
Yeah.
I think so, that's all
well,
right.
You said it, so you're the producer.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've got it together. Capital.
Oh, no, that's a classic station.
I came in the week to just check Carl out if he was here. He wasn't. He was out for about an hour or so. And I heard in the lift, I don't know what DJ it was on, he just went and he was talking about that little girl, Summer, who went missing, but then she was just found reading a book. And I swear, he went, and there's a lovely picture of her there, just reading a book. So what a happy ending. It's a shame they don't all end like that.
Oh, God.
And he played a record.
What's his point?
Unbelievable.
I mean, what's that?
I don't know.
It's those people who think that they're being a little bit philosophical, but profound.
And then just everyone goes, oh.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
I noticed in the story of Summer, the little girl that went missing, I don't know if you read that it mentioned her family. Now, it mentioned the father of the house. I don't know if it's her father or certainly the guy, the male parent. And it was like, it was something like, I don't want to, you know, libel him, but it was something like Paul, 24, and he's a graphic designer, recently changed his name to Dragon. I just wonder what exactly is that? How is the family, really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to...
I'm always a little bit worried about people who change their name
adults,
to something to really, really cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Kevin Smethurst isn't, you know, it's not sexy enough.
Exactly.
So I call myself Clint Iron.
Yeah.
What would you call yourself? I mean, Carl Pilkington, nothing wrong with that. It's quite a superhero's name. It's Pilkington.
When I was about 7, I wanted to be called Brett.
Yes. Why
Brett? I don't know. I just had a mate who was called Brett, and I thought that sounds good. It's different.
Yeah.
But then, I'm quite happy with my name now.
Because Carl, I have to say, where does that come from, Carl? Because it's quite a rare name.
Told you, didn't I? My mum had a dream.
I forget this. What? Your mother had a dream.
She wasn't well. She had pneumonia or something, right?
Dear.
And she had this dream while she was pregnant. That's some doctor sort of, you know. She was going off to another place, she was going to die or something, and this doctor went, I can sort this out, I know what I do here. And she remembers on his name badge, it said Carl.
Really?
So when she had me, she said, right.
Call him Carl.
Dr. Carl.
Calling Dr. Pilkington.
She hoped, I imagine, that you'd grow up to be like him in every way.
I've done all right for myself, I think.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
This was what we were talking about, actually, weren't we? We were talking about the fact that you're quite proud of the fact that you've got no formal education, really, and yet you've pulled yourself up from the bootstraps.
Yeah, well I know people who've got results and that and don't do anything.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
They're on the street.
So yeah. I've used all my energy as I've got older rather than burning myself out as a kid.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I don't know if that's advice.
Is that, should we advise that to young kids out there?
Don't take exams, don't work at school. Just, you know, move away from Manchester and get a job on XFM.
They'll employ anyone.
Yeah, you get an hour's lunch break, you're away by 5:45.
You need no qualifications to work for XFM.
Because you don't have to think for yourself, because your boss tells you what to do. You can have some time off to go shopping for hobs and shower units.
It's all right, it's a good boss.
Yeah, I know.
He'll let me have next Saturday off. Oh, he knows how tired I am.
How many Saturdays has he had off? He's going away again. I mean, he's had two holidays. He gets 26 days a year. Mm. 26 days a year. It's unbelievable. He was sick because he put on wet trousers.
Yeah.
And now you're going down to Hastings. Are you leaving early? Because you left early last time, didn't you?
No, I won't do that again.
Now, what are you going to Hastings for?
Just having a break. Listen, though, we were talking about depressing news, right? And with that kid and what have you.
Yeah.
You see that thing in the week? There was three bits of depressing news, right? There was one, an old woman who swallowed a fork.
An old woman who swallowed a fork?
Yeah, did you see
She's
that?
Dead, the dork.
An old woman swallowed a fork. So what did she swallow a spoon?
When did she swallow a spoon?
What's her name? She swallowed a cockroach. Right.
Sorry, is this the old rhyme?
Sorry,
now,
is this a rhyme that you've got slightly wrong? No, you've changed dog for fork.
This is the truth, is it? This is what you read.
Oh, right. No, yeah.
Sorry.
Never confuse the two. This is what you read on the spurious website
Sorry, just before you move on from that, there was an old woman who swallowed a cockroach.
Yeah.
And in order to get the cockroach out, she swallowed a fork?
It doesn't rhyme, but it's good.
She tries to get it out.
With a fork?
She went, well, I forgot. I'm thinking she's in a kitchen.
Yeah.
That'll do. She grabs that. She tries to get it out and she lets go of it.
And swallows a fork.
Yeah. It was in the paper.
The terrible thing was it was a gardening fork. it was awful, you know. Is that stupid? That'd be stupid if it was a gardening fork, wouldn't it?
I'll tell you what annoys me, though, with things like that. Because in the paper, it was what you do and everyone knows that. Right? You do me adding. People, the way people say it must be great working with him. Must be brilliant.
No,
it's not.
That.
It's a nightmare.
Get on with it.
I can't be bothered now. Let's just close on.
Carl, because I'm interested. I'm interested. Yeah. Seriously, I am.
Come back after this.
No. Let me finish the story. Come on.
Long links.
I'll tell you in a bit.
I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting so angry.
Alright. I'm the player. I've got to finish. And lucky man, that's for Carl, who is a lucky man. 2 hours every Saturday here. Just a little bit of chat and laughter. Some great records. All right? What are you going to Hastings for? Just to chill out?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Just chill out.
What specifically is in Hastings that's of interest to you? Are they having another battle?
Nothing, it's just cheap, isn't it? You can get a B&B for about 40 quid.
Sure.
The weather's good, so...
Let's all go.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Do you want Ricky to come down with you?
No.
Right, okay.
Now, you were going to tell us something before we started winding you up.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the old man who was mistaken for a small child.
It was actually, the 70-year-old who they thought was underage.
Right, so we went, then we got on to, right, so the old woman, I was saying, she ate a cockroach. Right.
She ate a cockroach, yes, by mistake. How did she eat a cockroach? Why was there a cockroach?
She was cleaning up, it jumped in her mouth.
So she immediately, the first thing she did was immediately grab a fork and plunge that down her throat.
Yeah.
Maybe not immediately. I mean, she tried other methods. She tried plastic spoons, her fingers, maybe washing it out, maybe going, oh, I nearly swallowed a cockroach. Did she try that one? How horrible.
Right, so anyway, the fork went down.
Yes.
And it's got this picture in the paper of like the x-ray. And you can see the fork just like going across like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fork was in her abdomen, was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure she swallowed it?
Yeah.
Sure she didn't just say that to the doctor? Like, how did it get in there? Have you got a fork inside you?
No, I know what you're getting at. Because I remember years ago, do you know Dr. Steele?
Dr. Steele?
Yeah, on... he does... The one on... Richard and Judy.
Right, what's he, a psychiatrist or the resident doctor?
He just pops in and
is that the sort of like the suave sort of
He's not that. He's not that smart.
I know what
he's
you
just,
mean. Yeah,
just a normal doctor fella.
Sure.
And yeah, this was like in the '90s, and Rich and Judy said, "We got the doctor in the A again today. We're looking at things that you know have been inside people, and there's this one, right? Fella comes on with an X-ray.
Yeah.
It's sat on a pint glass."
He sat on a pint glass.
That's what
he hadn't had it.
He sat on a pint glass.
I remember that story that was published about the bloke, and this is the excuse he gave to a doctor when he had to go and have something removed. It was a bottle of sort of HB sauce or something up his. What word can we say in case Andrew's listening?
You don't need to. You know, people know what you're saying.
Okay.
Right.
Rectum. Is that right?
Well, he didn't need to say it, but...
Well, no, he might as well. It's a medical term, isn't it? Doctors say rectum, don't they?
Anyway.
The doctor got it out, and the excuse, he said he'd been shopping, been to Safeways, he brought his shopping home, and he popped the shopping on the front step, and he realised he's locked himself out. So he started to shimmy up the drain pipe, but his trousers and pants fell down. While he was climbing, and he slipped and fell on the HB sauce bottle, right? And that was the note thing, right? And the doctor had put at the bottom on his notes, this would be somewhat more believable if Safeway sold their HB sauce with condoms already attached.
Oh, wow. Well, God.
Why did he put a condom on it?
No idea.
To use it again on his chips. So he didn't just buy it to have a quick, you know,
yeah.
He thought, well, I don't want to waste HB sauce.
Sure.
I mean, I use it at the arse, then I've got on the chips.
Safe sauce. I always practice safe sauce.
Safe sauce.
Always have safe sauce.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Universally speaking on XFM 104.9, Steve.
I'm just going to make every single one of our listeners shrug and kind of give a who cares look by saying that after the ads, Songs of Phrase answers.
We've still got Monkey News, haven't we?
Oh, Monkey News as well, yeah. Kind of, you're supposed to say something that will keep people listening during the advert.
Should we bring back the... No, can't do Cheeky Freak of the Week. Play some ads. XFM.
Blackalicious and Deception on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Carl Pilkington, Steve Merchant.
Well,
we were talking just before the ads about, I think we were talking about objects being stuck up people's arses. Okay.
I think that was the link. Someone can just confirm that.
Maybe that's a new feature. Objet d'arse.
Objet d'arse.
I'm using objects you've stuck up your
French bum. For stuffing stuff up your arse.
Yeah. But I remember when it's not really this, it was just about objects and odd things in odd places. I used to work for a magazine when I lived in Bristol. And I remember the editor said to me once, he said, oh, we got half a page to fill. Do the usual. Phone up a hotel and ask them what the weirdest object they've ever found left behind in a hotel room are. This was something they did every year. They just did they would phone up the local hotel. And I found out, I can only remember two of them, but they have stuck in my mind. These were found, I think it was the Marriott Hotel in Bristol.
Yeah.
They were found by cleaners. A chicken. A live chicken in a hotel room. And that was just left behind. And a false leg. I mean, I don't know who leaves behind a false leg. I mean, presumably you'd notice if you didn't have your false leg, because you'd be lying on the floor. But I just remember, I don't know where else you'd find those two objects, except perhaps Paul McCartney's farm. I've always thought to myself, who left behind a false leg?
Maybe the chicken pecked it off.
Yeah, well, possibly.
The person with it just like went and goes, something's different, I keep falling over.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And where's my chicken?
Yeah.
She probably called later and said, did the cleaners find a chicken and a false leg? I'll check.
Yeah.
We haven't had them handed in.
Yeah. I don't know. We've got a lot of chickens and false legs left behind.
What was it like?
Yeah.
It was just a wooden thing with a foot. Has it got a foot on the end? Well, yeah. Yeah, we might have found it. It might be yours.
In pirate films, they always had the pirates would have the peg leg, which was just a piece of wood. There was no effort to make it look like a leg. I don't know why it didn't dawn on them then to make it look more like a leg. I mean, I don't know at what point.
Do you know why?
I wouldn't really be that interested, but I'd be marginally interested to see the history of
it
the peg
It was fashion,
leg.
Because they didn't wear long trousers then. So they all stopped at the knee. So why are you wearing long trousers? No reason. Let's have a look at your legs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more embarrassing, you see, if you hide it. Yeah. It's like they had a hook.
Yeah.
Why didn't they have a glove?
A hook is never a glove. It's not a practical enough thing.
It is if you're abseiling between two buildings in a hurry, because then you can just use it straight down the wire.
But a hook, I mean, a hook is such a grotesque thing. I mean, you...
because right, don't have a go at them.
But, I mean, there's no one except that weird guy who was up in North London who's still got a hook for a hand.
Well, I think
such
it is useful.
Practical
it's good. Well, no, it's good for carrying...
bags.
Yeah, carrying shopping.
Do you think that was the concern of pirates?
Well,
that... Tesco,
like. Well, it's, I mean, they didn't have, like, animatronic sort of stuff then, did they?
I know, but it's just so... I mean, you know, if it's just not very flattering, is it, a hook? I mean, you know...
James was at school with a kid who had lots of different things, like knife, fork, he could screw onto the end of it.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
That's good.
That's almost as good as having a head.
Mm. Yeah. For the canteen.
But at school, you'd be the coolest kid in school, surely. Mm,
bit more frightening in the swimming pool or on a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
But yeah, for chopping up a bit of, for chopping up a bit
of pork.
I imagine
him being banned from the bouncy castle at the fate. You can't let him on. Oi, hooky, get on. You're not welcome on here.
Like to apologise for some of the things said in today's show.
But what happened when he started asking girls out and stuff? I imagine he spent a lot of time with his hands behind his back.
Oh, God. With a sore spot on him one. Probably.
That's
and
so
and I can get out with this one.
Yeah.
Doctor, that's handy. There's a fella in Ward 2 that's got a shopping bag up his ass. Just pop it up there, pull it out. Shopping intact. Done.
Anyway.
Hastings
to Rockbusters.
He's going to Hastings in 10 minutes, isn't he?
Can't wait.
He's looking forward to it. Lovely day. Lovely town. Nice little trip. Chill out. Come back refreshed. Monday. Ah, let's do some work. Ooh, you'll sleep tonight.
What does the boss want me to do?
He's done you there, Carl. I was letting it lie. And he comes back with that after we were getting on.
So, who's the winner?
Answers. Well, let's give us the answers first.
Right, well,
this was,
this is how it sounded.
No, wasn't it not Rockbusters? I'm calling it Rockbusters because
no
they're all interchangeable.
All right, Paul McCartney, Cheeky Girls, Sugar Babes, Space and Beatles.
Okay. No? Brilliant. If you're not interested in it, Carl, seriously, mate. Anyway, we're going to give the prizes, which were pretty good this week, to James Waters from Colchester. Well done to him. He's got them pretty much right.
Where's Dickie Anderson?
Not heard from Dickie Anders for a long, long
time. Because I wanted to... if there's one show I'd wanted to hear, it's this one. Because we've pulled out some of the stops now, haven't we? He's excited because he's going away, so he's putting an extra bit of... Come on, let's play a record.
Let's play a tune, then let's come back with Monkey News. Can we have some Monkey News to end with?
Placebo in this picture on XFM 104.9. 8 minutes to go. Let's make it a good 8 minutes, and then we can all chill out. Yeah, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Play the jingle.
Chimpanzee! That monkey news.
Excellent. A particularly aggressive jingle this week.
Wow.
Yeah, looking forward to this monkey news.
Carl.
Right.
Come on.
So, what's the name?
What?
We've done.
Sorry. What?
Brilliant.
We've done. We've done a lot of monkeys who like. Got involved in crime and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. We had the one on the train station, nicking a bag.
Yeah.
We had the one who went
Don't
into
remember
a
that
bank.
One.
Who cares?
Went into a bank and walked out with the money and stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Didn't happen either. Next.
But the thing is, you never sort of found out what happened to them if they sort of got worse, got more involved into crime.
Oh, this is Monkey
and
News
stuff.
Update.
That would be amazing.
Brilliant.
What they found out in India is,
yeah,
they've got a prison. It's just for monkeys.
you mean wild animals? You mean
a zoo?
Yeah, a zoo or a kennel or something that where they've been gone mental or something.
No, it's a prison.
Yeah,
a prison.
Is it? Does it have fraud cases?
It's mainly
sort of animals that are attacked things. And it's mainly violence. I bet that's my
that and my, that and theft.
Say it again.
Stuff. Theft.
Say it again.
Theft.
Say it again.
Robin.
No, let's go back to that word. We're going to keep doing it. We've got
Robin.
6 minutes. You're going to say the word right before you go to Hastings.
Well, do you say it?
No,
because
well,
no, then you'll know how to say it.
Well, all right, Robin then. It's been caught Robin.
Say it again, though.
So who's anyway. Robin? Who's Robin?
So they've got this prison.
This is extraordinary.
Say it again.
No, you're not going to say it?
No, go on then.
So they got a prison for him, right? And there's 11 of them in there, 11 monkeys.
Right.
That are in there for life. Because that's... I think there's one just got out on parole, right?
No time off
for goodbye. There's 11. I'll give you the bit of paper because I thought this was...
you thought it was a bit weird.
Now, Carl, what are they in there for then? Because, I mean, they're in there for life, so I'm assuming it's murder, is it? Premeditated murder? They're not crime bosses, are they? They're not... prostitution and gambling.
Are you sure they're not just the pawns and the head sort of like orangutans up a tree going, remember, you don't know me. You're on your own.
If I go down, you're all coming with me.
You take some of your gorillas down there and sort him out.
Oh, the great banana robbery.
I wondered
if they'd get them.
Right, go on then.
Okay, let me see. Now, I don't know what source this is, as ever.
Is it just the back of a fag packet found in a toilet?
Well, no, I mean, someone's clearly... If this is nonsense, then someone's clearly gone to a lot of effort because it does open with the headline, Parole Unlikely for Inmates of Monkey Prison.
Yeah!
Officials say 11 inmates at India's only monkey jail. Officials? Now, what kind of people work at a monkey jail? Where do you work? It says officials say 11 inmates at India's only monkey jail are unlikely to ever be released. The prison in Patilia houses monkeys apprehended by game wardens in Punjab state for thieving and attacking people. The Daily Telegraph reports how the monkeys at the prison in Montibar blah, 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 snarl and glare at visitors from their heavily barred cages. Two monkeys were released a year ago after exhibiting good behaviour for 18 months in the jail. They have remained out of trouble. Prison can work, that's good.
So
all
11
monkeys.
They were aggressive wild animals that were taken away from the public for their own good.
Robin and that.
Wildlife officials believe part of the problem has been caused by thieves training monkeys to help them. Lorry drivers training monkeys as guards for vehicles and itinerant entertainers using ill-treated monkeys as part of their act.
It's the monkey that takes the rap.
It's a shame, that, isn't
it? That is awful. They didn't know what they were doing, did they?
Oh, so there you go.
What do you think of that, though, Carl? If you could visit them, like Lord Longford or something, what would you say to them? You go there and you get a visit a week or something, you know?
So can you get us a video? All right.
Do they get conjugal rights?
Do you reckon? You wouldn't be interested in that, though, would you?
They get what?
Would you be happy to give them their conjugal rights?
Yeah, would you?
Fair enough.
All right.
Off to Hastings.
Off you go.
See you later.